Well, who hasn't heard about the restoration of the Queen Theater? Yeah, the campaign and the fundraising for restoring the Queen Theater has been going on for more than a year now. Ben Hardiman and Judge Tom McDonald have been the ramrods of this thing, and recently our own Bill Oliver visited with both of them about the progress. First off, the crown is there up close now for people to see, and they will be seeing it for the next couple of months. Here's Ben Hardiman.
But the interior, we expect to begin the demolition and abatement of the unusable portions during the month of July, and then start working on the exterior. Our objective is still to have the exterior finished by October 8th for Texas Reds. That'll be a challenge, but it's certainly not out of the question at all at this stage. So that's where we're working.
And any idea when you'll put the facade and the crown back up?
The facade will probably definitely go up during September. There may be work on the stucco portion of the facade and the brick during August, the marquee in September, and the crown will probably be the last thing to go up. We won't be putting the neon lighting on the crown until the very latest because it will be fragile and we can't carry it around on a trailer with the neon on it. But sometime in late September or maybe even the first week of October for installing the crown.
Something I'll ask both you and Tom, now that the crown's been out for in its second weekend, what's been the public reaction?
Everybody thinks it looks beautiful. I've heard the comment, that looks better than I thought it would look, numerous times.
So a newcomer like me can now go back to the 30s and 40s and really kind of envision what it really looked like back in its heyday.
Yes, sir, except the original was painted by hand with a brush, and you could still see the brush strokes. It had been on there since 1939. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it had worn down some, but the colors were still detectable, and Mako did a real fine job of matching the colors. And then everything is original except the very bottom of the crown. It had rusted some and had to be replaced, but under Ben Hardiman's direction, Mako did a very fine job.
And I asked Ben what the public's reaction's been. What have you heard?
Oohs and ahs, and can't believe it, but of course, most people never did get to see it up real close like we can now on the trailer because it was always up in 25, 30 feet up. And so they're going to get to see it at ground level until we put it back up there. And I remember seeing it many years in its original position up. And as a child, it looked like it was much higher than it actually is. But the Queen has always been a focal point or an anchor of downtown Bryan. And so once it's back with all of its lighting, you'll be able to go downtown Bryan in daytime or night, and it'll be like a beacon. You can get your bearings of downtown Bryan from the Queen. So from a historical point of view, I'm very, very excited that it's making its comeback.
It will be a tremendous addition, well, really return to downtown Bryan. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brass & Spout.